Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. After 3 days of defense testimony in the Whitey Bulger murder and racketeering trial, a key question remains unanswered. Will Bulger take the stand? Prosecutors tried to get an answer to that question today, but Bulger's lawyers still aren't saying. WBUR's David Bowery joins us from federal court in Boston. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
And David, the government seems to be pushing for an answer to this question of whether Bulger might testify. After jurors left today, Judge Denise Casper met with lawyers to discuss the defense schedule. Why do prosecutors say it's so important to resolve this question now?
They told the judge that they need to prepare for this. Their desire to be able to prepare more closely for it is up against the right to remain silent for the defendant. And that means that he can remain silent all the way until the prosecution cross-examines the last defense witness and then decide, which is at the very end. And that's what's going to happen here.
So what have Bulger's lawyers said so far, if anything, about whether they plan to put him on the stand?
They certainly are not saying anything publicly about whether they're going to put him on the stand. Actually, they would tell you that it's for him to decide. I think that his decision probably has already been made, although he may be tempted at times. But they're not saying, and we're not going to know until, I believe, the last defense witness is cross-examined.
We do know that one big-name witness for the defense will not testify. So tell us about the court appearance today by former Bulger associate Pat Nee.
Pat Nee has been implicated by witnesses in this trial in about 10 murders. According to what Steve Flemmy, the government witness, told investigators, Pat Nee is everywhere to be seen in the Bulger group in its early days, digging holes before the murders, digging holes after the murders, and in some cases, digging holes and putting people in it. So there's lots of his involvement in this case. The concern, and what the government said when the defense wanted to call him, is, look, he's only going to take the fifth. He's not going to say anything. So he got into court today. His lawyer went into a sidebar with the prosecution and the defense at sidebar. It was not brought up in open court, but afterwards I followed Nee out. Nee had said, told me, we won. He embraced one of his lawyers. They said they will not be coming back, and down the elevator they went.
All right, so no Pat Nee on the stand, possibly no Whitey Bulger on the stand. Who are the other witnesses the defense does still plan to call?
A number of FBI agents are on the list to come back. Marion Hussey, who was virtually the common law wife of Stephen Flemmy. She is very, very sick. She has a terminal condition, so she will be appearing on videotape. The testimony that they want from her concerns her daughter, Deborah Hussey. Deborah Hussey is a murder victim. The defense would like to implicate or like to get the jurors to agree that, in fact, it was Stephen Flemmy that murdered his stepdaughter and that Whitey Bulger should be acquitted of that charge. And the last witness the defense will call, unless that is it calls Whitey Bulger himself, is John Martorano, a government witness who admitted to killing 20 people. He's implicated Bulger in numerous murders. The defense wants to ask him one question. And the simple question for Martorano will concern what he has reported in the past that Flemmy told him, Stephen Flemmy, that he accidentally strangled Deborah Davis, which, of course, would acquit Bulger of the other murder.
David, you mentioned a number of FBI agents on the list to come back, and so far the defense has presented testimony from four former FBI agents. Had they helped Bulger's case much?
Much of the day was spent in the weeds, Sasha, dealing with whether or not Bulger was an informant. It's fascinating and puzzling that at this far into the trial, we're still talking about whether or not he was an informant and spending incredible time, cross-examination, direct examination, because, of course, whether he is an informant or not, it's not a criminal charge.
That's WBUR's David Bowery. You can follow daily developments and read David's analysis in a special section of our website called Bulger on Trial. David, thank you.
You're welcome.